evening, everyone. You're right, Joe. It is starting. We are live. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Kayak Fishing Radio. Thank you, everybody, already for showing up. Chat room's still refreshing. Good. Got a lot of guests there. Guests, you can use your Facebook or Twitter account to log in. And then you'll be able to interact with the chat room. Or your safer bet is probably to stay as a guest and not get involved sometimes with the chat. I'm kidding. Anyway, first off, tonight I'd like to welcome, I think we have a new listener. Maybe that's one of our guests. The only reason we have a new listener is because she has the greatest parents on earth. And to her birthday today, she got a new computer. Amara's birthday today. Happy birthday, Amara. Make sure you know that we bought you that computer is only for listening to your mom and dad on the radio and doing homework, not for anything else. So, Mary just got her first and only, her first computer, so we'll see how that works out. Does anybody know a good computer repairman? Happy birthday, boo. All right. All right, so we are moving along here. We got a lot to cover tonight. I think Tidewater area, Hampton Roads, whatever you want to call it, Southeast Virginia is about to become the kayak capital of the East Coast for the next 2 weeks. We have the TKA event coming this weekend, and then, of course, the Boondoggle the following weekend. So there's going to be a lot going on here. It's been busy as crap, very hectic for Chris and I and a lot of other people out there who are all helping get this stuff together. One of our callers tonight, I'm not sure if he's here yet or not, is Wayne Bravey, the president of, director of the TK charity tournament.
He's on.
Hey, Wayne, what's going on, buddy?
It's
been kind of crazy, hectic. So if anybody's got any questions, anything we can help you with for both of those events, I was in Chuck's show last night, and a lot of questions were coming in about the Boondoggle, which basically the Boondoggle and the TKA event are back-to-back, so any fishing-related questions are pretty much going to be identical because it'll be all the same fishing for the next 2 weeks here. I don't foresee any drastic weather changes or anything else going to happen, so if there's anything we can help you with, we're going to be sure to try to get to that tonight. Wayne, I know you said you got some stuff to do, but thank you for calling in. So, how's it looking?
It's looking pretty good on, you know, most fronts. Had a little issue with one of our kayaks, but I think we got that resolved. So, we'll be having, Hobie's got the Pro Angler 12 as the slam prize, and several companies have donated kayaks and or pretty large gift certificates for first place in all of the divisions. I know that Wilderness is shipping us a Camo Ride 135, a new edition for the bass division. So any of you guys that aren't into the saltwater fishing and gals and want to fish bass, there's plenty of bass lakes in this area. And the first place winner in that division, I think there were only four or five bass caught last year, so it's pretty wide open. I think it's got over 20 people in that division this year, so it's really picked up interest, which is good to see. The youth division, Dick's Sporting Goods, donated an Old Town Trip Angler to that division. Hurricane came on board as a new sponsor this year with, I forget the model of it, but it's sitting in my backyard, and that is for the female angler division. I know that Wild River Outfitters has a $400 gift certificate for one of the divisions, as well as Appomattox, the $500 gift certificate for their division. So, Wild River helped out with the grand prize again, which is the Hobie Pro Angler. And we've just got, I think we have probably close to 260 signed up right now. And I would encourage anybody that's going to attend to please sign up, even if you want to pay at the event. But we'd like to have a good count on food. I can't guarantee a meal if you just wait till the day of the tournament to register. So if you just want to go online and at least register and put pay in person, we would appreciate you showing up. If you do register, the meals do cost a lot of money, and we don't like ordering, and we're not going to order extra meals on the hope that somebody gets here. So please, everybody's done a pretty good job about it. We've had a lot of entries in the last couple of weeks, and it's just been growing by leaps and bounds. We've got a lot of great sponsors this year, some different from last year. some new and returning, but good sponsors. New Canoe is back again. They're handling the Redfish division with a kayak with in conjunction with Hard River Paddle Sports down in North Carolina. And we've got, like I said, we're going to do something a little bit different this year. We've got three or four possible, haven't decided yet, directed raffles. We've got some really nice items this year that I felt weren't or deserved a special recognition, if you will. So one of them is going to be Alan Therrington's original artwork, which typically we do that as a card raffle. We're going to do this as a directed raffle. Tickets are still $5 or 5 for $20. And then David Worth, who is a wildlife artist down in Florida, who does just some amazing work. His work is all in the IGFA Museum down in Fort Lauderdale. I saw it last year and happened to meet him. He was happened to be putting in another piece, and we just got to talking. And he said, sure, I'll sponsor the tournament. So he's given us one of his, I guess, his authentic Hawaiian circle hook pendants, one for each of the vets that are fishing. And he did a special bronze one that's about $360. It's really nice.
Very cool.
And probably one of the quickest responses I've ever gotten in running this tournament for several years now, I got an email from Douglas Deer at Rosewood Farms up in Virginia, who does trout fishing. And I get his emails all the time, but I just happened to say, hey, I wonder if he'd support us. Literally, I sent him an email, and 5 minutes later, he said, what do you need? And he donated a night in one of their custom cabins that is, you know, on the river there.
Oh, God.
That's really cool.
Is that a raffle prize?
That is a raffle prize. Yeah,
oh,
it's going to be.
I know where our paycheck's going.
It's going to be a directed raffle, so there's going to be special tickets. It'll be a limited number, won't be unlimited, and you put your ticket whichever box you want to go for. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
I'm giving everybody notice. They better not put any into the Rose River Farm raffle. Mark and I are going to win that one.
Yeah, if you guys are not familiar with that, you need to go check out Rose River Farm's website. Chris and I have had the privilege of fishing there a couple times. But Doug has built these yurts on site, and they are not like the yurt that travels across the Mongolia, wherever. These things are beautiful. They're nicer than a lot of homes I've been in my life. They're incredible. So, and the Rose River is a private stretch of 2 mile trout river, and they also have two ponds on the property. One of those are stocked with trout, and the other with all kind of bass, crappie, bluegill. So if you win that trip, it's going to a beautiful place. So, but then again, you're not supposed to put any raffle tickets in per my wife, so forget about it if you guys aren't allowed to win.
Yeah. So those are the problems we have.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, it's looking to be, you know, I've got boxes coming in, you know, TFO rods, Tika rods, Native has donated a kayak that we'll use, and we're going to do the 52-card raffle for that. Tickets will be $10, so there'll only be 52 tickets. So one person will walk out of there with a brand new kayak for $10. So that's pretty exciting. And lots of other great sponsors you can go. I believe our prize page is now up on our site. I apologize for being so late. I've been putting them up on the forum and on Facebook. We now have the prize page up on the TKA website, the tournament page. And you can just scroll through there and look at, you know, again, the tremendous support that we get from these sponsors, which, you know, we wouldn't be able to do this without them. But, you know, we had a couple that dropped out this year, which is fine. They need to take a break, and we got a lot of new ones. You know, everything from Shorty's Breading, which is this great breading that's made here in Virginia, to Cables, which is donating one of their great eyeglass retainer pieces for, I think, for almost every entry. I think they donated like 225 of them, which is awesome. So hopefully people show their support for these folks that are really making this tournament what it is. And you know, I'm just happy with, you know, the turnout. I think we'll have a record number of people, you know, fishing. And last but not least, you know, looking at the weather, I'll take 30% and 7-mile-an-hour winds any day. You know, I'm glad it wasn't last week when we had 30-mile-an-hour winds blowing, which would have been a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
So let's just keep, you know, saying our good prayers and good vibes. We may have actually, you know, decent weather for this thing. And the other good thing is, you know, the fishing's been, you know, pretty much on fire lately. Puppy drummer everywhere, so I expect. You know, last year I think we only had one slam that was caught. I expect a lot of slams this year. They may not be great in inches, but at least we'll have a few. So, and we'll also have live music on Saturday for a couple hours. So to keep people entertained, and it's all good.
Very cool, Wayne. Well, thank you.
thank you for doing all that. I know it's a lot of work for you, and we're looking forward to it. It's coming right up. Like I said, this is the next 2 weeks here in Hampton Roads is going to be kayak filled, so crazy, looking forward to it. All right, cool. Okay. Who else do we have on the phone, Chris? I know we had somebody else. I want to make sure I get all of our callers.
Rob DeBoris on Redfish Chuck just dropped. So, but Rob is live. Jay's listening in, although give me a couple of minutes. I'll check if he wants to talk today or not. But
all right.
Our loyal, faithful phone listener inner. I don't think he's missed the show yet, has he?
I don't think so. We got a lot of non-missing listeners, so that's very cool. Rob, what are you doing, man? Load up your car, come up for the TK event, and then just hang out and fish with us all next week up to the boondoggle.
I wish, man, but I don't have a car. But I'll
start walking.
Yeah. Just put the old kayak cart on there and just start going, eh?
You got thumbs, don't you? Show your thumb out there.
I'll get there eventually, eh?
Yeah, that's right. Well, how you doing tonight, Rob?
I'm doing good, man. Just giving you a call, and I just wanted to give a shout out to all the kayak fishing radio crew. Thanks for everybody's help in with the Yaktastic Adventures thing. It's really taken off, man. It's blowing up. So I'm really happy about it, and thank you to everybody that helped out with that, man. Yourself included.
Oh, very cool. Well. No, thank you. Why don't you go ahead? You got the mic. You got the Florida Girl Tuesday night slot. So briefly just tell everybody who didn't tune in last night to Chuck Show what you and one of our local listeners, Mr. R. Lee, who's in the chat room tonight, I believe, what you got going on down there with your Yaktastic adventures.
Well, what we're doing, you know, R. Lee can edit up some stuff too, man. He's pretty good at it. What we're doing is we're putting together little webisodes, you know, to put out from time to time. But, you know, we can't do it all on our own unless it's like that's our job, you know. And, like, both of us can't do that 24/7. So we want to see what fishing is like in everybody else's area, you know, around. It doesn't matter where you're at. Somebody sent me a video today from France, okay.
Oh, wow.
Fishing the Normandy coast in kayaks, okay? So it's pretty awesome. So I want to see what fishing is like in you guys, in everybody's neck of the woods. So if you can edit up something, and I've been getting a ton of emails, you know, what are you looking for? Well, basically, if you've ever seen an episode of Fly Nation or Season on the Edge, something like that, okay, about 6-7 minutes long, and if you can't edit it, send us your footage. You know, not just footage of, you know, 10 minutes of you paddling around in your kayak. Just, you know, different camera angles. If you got your own music, that's awesome. It's got to be original. Can't use anything that's out the royalty folks want us to pay them. But so.
That's right.
Okay. So, and if you can't do your own music, that's okay. I've got hundreds of songs to use. So, if you want information on how to get your footage to us and everything, contact us on the Yaktastic Adventures Facebook page, or you can email us at yaktasticadventures@gmail.com. But we're stoked, man. We want to put together episodes, webisodes, as you were. And instead of, you know, to be a little bit more artistic with it, instead of, like, fishing show selling gear, you know, you can still sell gear, but, you know, the last thing that we want is somebody standing in front of the camera going, well, you know, the reason I caught these fish today was because I was using this, you know, and insert, you know, gear name there. So, but you can sell gear in different ways with your imagery, you know, if you're sponsored by Ocean Kayaks and you want to, you know, stick some footage of your Ocean Kayak in there, you know, something like that, whatever you want to do like that. But, yeah, we're not in the gear selling business. We just want, it's more artistic. So, anyway, that's our thing. and might have a couple of contests coming down the road in the near future, giving away a couple of GoPros and stuff, all sorts of fun stuff like that. So, but I'm stoked about the boondoggle, man. We're gonna get
ready?
Matt, oh yeah, dude. It's it, man. It's just it. It's like, you know, when you're a kid, did you ever go, let's see, are you from Virginia, Mark?
Yeah, I grew up here. Yeah, I pretty much spent my whole life here.
When you were a kid, what was, like, the big, like, entertainment, like, place to go? Like, was it Kings Island or Six Flags or something like that?
We went out in the front yard with a shotgun and shot, no, we took vacations. Yeah, I guess like our biggest thing, I guess, as a kid growing up was coming down to Florida to Disney World or whatever. So,
Rico, well, that's the same thing for me, man. I'm like a kid waiting to go to Disney World or Busch Gardens or something, man. That's like, you know, that's it for me. I'm lucky that we have that twice a year, man. When we were a kid, we got to go to, like, I lived in Ohio, man, when I was a kid, so we got to go to, like, I don't know, Kings Island or Cedar Point up in northern.
Yeah.
So that was my big. We only got to go once a year though. So
could you snowed in the rest of the year?
Yeah. Oh man, I'm telling you, like Christmas and New Year's and everything all rolled into one for me. So tell me, you know, is there going to be places to fish up there? Like you can just like, you know, walk from your campsite out to the water and start, you know, throw lures around or something?
Yeah, you definitely, for the campers, if you're camping at First Landing, not the cabin stayers, not the ones that didn't want to camp, but the cabin stayers, but the people who are actually camping at First Landing, you literally can walk over to Dune and you will be in the Chesapeake Bay. I mean, so you can drag your kayak through the sand, you can be on the water instantly from your campsite. And it's just across the street from the camp, the cabin sites. So yeah, they can. You all who are staying at First Landing will definitely be minutes from the water, literally. And the launch that we picked for Saturday morning, we kind of have an itinerary going up on Boondoggle, but the launch at Crab Creek public launch is only a couple minutes drive up the street from First Landing State Park, also. So, and I'm glad you asked that because last night I went into on yakangler.com, I put up started a thread, and I used the Google map, and I started pinpointing some fishing locations in the eastern and western branches of the Lynn Haven River complex. So anybody who's coming in from out of town, and tonight I'll go in, I'll probably do some for further up into Lynn Haven to what's called the Broad Creek area, and maybe I'll hit some of the HRBT area tonight too. So I'm going to start doing that this week. I didn't want to do it too early. I wanted to do it closer to the event, so I'm going to keep doing that, throwing up maps and, you know, kind of general areas where to fish. And I've even put the species that you can target in those areas, too. So
cool.
Hopefully that'll help some people out when they're coming into town. Because I've already got people calling me. It's so funny, Rob. And I guess I just, you know, we all live here, so we kind of take it for advantage or whatever. But I got people who are coming in on Thursday for the boondoggle, starting a day before the boondoggle even starts, and they're already asking me, where to go, where can we go, what can we do? You know, so it's pretty exciting that you guys are that excited to come here, but we're excited, just as excited probably to have you. We love our little fishery here, so to be able to share it with all of you is going to be pretty fun. So
okay.
You're coming up on when? When are you coming in town, Friday?
I'll be there Thursday afternoon.
Oh, very cool. Well, see, you'll be one of those ones, so you can check into your campsite and you can instantly be on the water.
We're leaving at like 2 o'clock in the morning on, I don't know, Wednesday night / Thursday morning. And
okay.
Man, I'm not kidding you. It's like that night before Christmas, man. You can't go to sleep. It's awesome. I'm telling you, you'll love it, man. Once you go through a boondoggle, you'll be like counting the days to the next one, man.
Well, that's pretty exciting. I'm getting excited now thinking about it. I still got to get through the TKA event, so.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Man. But I'm looking forward to being there. I would definitely want to get on Striper if I can. You know, I just want one. You know, even if it's like, you know, 15 inches.
You can definitely do that. You know, I don't know if you tuned in. I think it was last week or the week before maybe, but it's funny you guys say that, and that's great. I'm glad you're excited to come up here and catch Striper. But when I was down in Florida all winter, people would ask, where are you from? And I'd say, you know, Virginia. And like, oh, you got Striper. You know, and it's just funny to me anyway, and to a lot of us, you know, Striper aren't that, you know, I don't know. To me, it's not that exciting because we have them. They're here all the time. And it's not like, you know, it's like, but when I go to see you guys down there, it's like, I want to catch a snook or, you know, I want to do something.
Exactly.
You know, and to you, it's probably the same thing. Okay, I caught another snook today or whatever the case may be. So, but, yeah, definitely Striper. This time of year, nighttime is going to be the best time around our area of bridges and docks and structure like that. They're here during the day, but once the sun goes up, the stripers go down, so to speak. So then you definitely don't have to then you got to get deep and find them. So it's not as much fun to find the stripers during the day. The only good time to do that during the day around here is what hopefully we won't have. If it's overcast, cloudy, rough, usually your better striper daytime fishing is usually the worst conditions for you. So when you can barely stand to be out there during the day is probably when the stripers are better in daylight hours. But, yeah, definitely at nighttime, the area bridges here will be very good for striper. We're already catching them now at night, so a couple more weeks, these cooling trends that we have going on right now, you'll definitely get one, Rob. Don't worry. We'll make sure of it. If I got to get some in a pen and let them loose or something, but I'll get you'll definitely be able to, we'll get you on some striper. So, because Chuck was asking last night if he should bring his fly rod, and fly rod nighttime for stripers is like the most fun. You can literally get out there at times, and I'm not exaggerating. I know we got some local listeners in here. You can literally get out there at night, tap them on top of the head with your fly rod. I mean, they'll just be stacked up in that light line. And that's where the advantage of being a kayak angler comes in, because you can paddle right up on top of them, and they really don't even know you're there. So you can almost pick and choose.
What do you think about, like you know, lure selection and stuff? You using, like top waters and stuff going for stripers at night? You looking at, like, you know, top waters, or are you looking at, like, you know, mirrodines or something like that? You know,
something that's in the top of the water column. Top water works great. This time of year, yeah, that's all you really need, a light bucktail around the bridges, just regular plastics, regular paddle tails. I mean, it kind of sounds bad again, but these stripers are just out there to eat. You can almost catch them with a T-shirt and a treble hook in there. I mean, they're just going to, if it gets in their face, they're going to snap on it. I used to make the joke all the time, if I could figure out how to put a hook into a brick, I bet you could catch a striper. But, they're hitting really good. A lot of times you'll find, though, with the little ones up top, if you can get past them quickly enough, the bigger ones are usually below them. So the bigger ones get smarter, and they figure out that they can stay below and just suck up the crumbs, so to speak, from the ones on top. So sometimes you got to get your lure down past them. But usually if conditions are right out there, you definitely want to look for a good tide change. Wow. Slack water kills. Is that one of your new buttons, Chris?
Chip asked if I found any new buttons, and at that point I was private messaging and all kinds of stuff, but now I'm actually taking a peek and find some stuff, but really not that much.
That was real nice. I thought it was Rob. I was like, damn, Rob, what's up?
Nope. Not me, man.
Okay, I'm gonna push the button just because.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
All right, well, what were we talking about?
I don't know. What were you talking about? It couldn't have been important. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Lures and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There are no fish in Virginia Beach. Absolutely no fish.
Yeah, I've seen Robin pictures, man. So I know y'all are picking up stories there.
Yeah, there's fish in Virginia Beach. Burping ones, apparently. Gassy indigestion fish.
I don't know. What is that? What did it exactly sound like? Did it sound like... Let's do it again.
Wow. All right.
How is he a 10 on the Burt scale if that is a Burt?
Would you push the beans button and then go accept your flower from Chuck so Rob and I can talk about fishing, because that's what we're here to talk about. Are you serious? Chip, I am so going to turtle you. Chip, I am going to flip you out of your kayak when you get up here next weekend. You gave her those kind of buttons to press, knowing that she can't press the boondoggle button in another 2 weeks. Wow.
Hey.
Rob, boondoggle. Now I know why you left.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
All right, let's talk fishing, Rob. We'll ignore that for a minute. So.
Phew. All right, what color? Give me, like, is white the color, or maybe white?
White is good. White, pink. And believe it or not, one of the best colors, and a lot of people don't understand, is black for topwater lures at night. Dark black or purple work really well because of the silhouetting factor. One of my favorites, the Purple Demon by Miralure. So anything purple, the purple colors work really good at nighttime.
Awesome.
I'm sure it's similar to your snook at night and around the docks and stuff. We don't have a shrimp population, so don't get all, I know a lot of people are asking, what about shrimp? Shrimp is not a big thing here, so we don't do a lot of things with shrimp around here. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so you won't see a lot of that. You do have some, but, yeah, shrimp's not a main forage for the fish around here. Their biggest food right now is going to be the mullet and menhaden little bunker. So shiny, flashy lures like that, too. Do you have menhaden in your area of Florida? Bunker, menhaden, pogies?
Yeah, they're threadfin shad. We call them greenback.
Okay, well, we have, menhaden. But if you watch menhaden when they shoot, what's that?
Don't let Rob try to educate you on bait fish.
Whatever. What do you got over there, mud minnows?
Look who's joined us now, Redfish Chuck. Another one of our Florida, soon-to-be heading north anglers. How we doing tonight, Chuck?
Fantastic, brother. The 5th through the 8th won't get here fast enough.
That's what Rob was just saying. I don't know if he's going to sleep between now and next Wednesday when he departs Tampa.
Yeah.
Hey, man, are you kidding me?
Sleep's
I'm going to go now.
I told you, you go now. You can make it for the TKA event. Wayne's got a lot of great prizes for you. I'm sure we can bounce you around. We'll find somebody's couch to stick you on here or there during the week.
I don't even need a couch. Just like a corner, you know. Come on,
we got a shed in the backyard.
I'm good, man. Give me a thermarest and a shed and a blanket. I'm good.
Well, come on up. Somebody in the chat room, and I'm going to humor him just because I don't know why, but somebody wanted to know why they call you Redfish Chuck, because they know we call him Speckled Trout Joe.
Ooh, can I give Joe a shout out?
Give Joe a shout out, honey. Then we get back to the. See, that's going to be the other great thing about the boondoggle for Rob and Chuck and all those guys, is they get to meet this debauchery we have going sometimes on the chat room. So you'll be able to put faces with names now that you see causing all this mayhem.
I can't wait. And you know, everybody will fit right in, man. It's like, I'm telling you, man, it's great. Now, let's get this. At First Landing, is there any place, like a central area for people to hang out with? Like at Chaco, there was a dock and a marina down there. And I think I was down at that marina and that dock more than I was my own campsite.
Yeah, it's going to be the beach, dude.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, just because I have limited funds. It's a state campground, guys, so I'm not going to get up in the middle of the night and keep posting bail for all of you.
to get my hand. Chip, I am so going to get you, Chip.
Here, this is the button Chip wants me to push.
Wow.
Man, and I thought we had a bad, like, one time Chuck dropped an F-bomb on my show one time before, like, he had his own show. Man.
Oh, man. Then again, right about now, getting arrested and thrown into jail might not be the best worst thing to happen.
It's out of control. I don't even know what's going on right now.
It is out of control, and I don't know what's going on either. It's not even, I don't even know. Well, I'll tell you what's going on is our good friend, our godfather, as he somehow got dubbed, and whatever else, Mr. Treehugger, Thursday Night Host, has apparently added more buttons to the show, so now there's other things. But see, where you, Chuck, and Rob, you used to, you didn't have anybody but yourself to press a button unless you had a co-host that could log in. So I, on the other hand, have my lovely bride downstairs who's just playing willy-nilly with the buttons here that Chip so gladly added to the machine. So thank you, Chip. But anyway, get back to your... Okay, Chris, I'll give you 5 minutes at the end just to press away. Wow.
Are you
kidding? No, there is no place definite that you can just sit and hang like that, I guess, at first landing. There are plenty of places up and down the road that you could go if you wanted to have your adult beverage. I mean, you can hang out at your campground all you want. And the cabins, I'm just going to say this for the record, the cabins that everybody has booked are beautiful. They're very nice. Do they have wraparound porches, honey, or like three-sided? They have pretty big porches on them.
I'm a parent. You're not allowed to say anything.
I didn't say you couldn't say anything. I just hold off on the buttons for a minute, please.
But Chip is telling me to push buttons, and he's a grand poopa. What he says goes.
Oh, is that the way it works? Hey, Chip, I got some bills and other things here from the house, too, that we could...
Wow, who just muted Tom Vanderheiden by admin for breaking rules?
Not me.
Okay, not me. Anyway, so the cabins
are
very
they
nice.
They do it whenever you just continuously post nonsense in the chat room, they do.
Oh, I see, because you posted Joe like 10 times. Anyway, this show is going out of control tonight. I can see that coming in. I'm sorry.
Okay, get back on track.
I'm trying to. So, yes, so as long as you behave and really buddy up with some of the people that have cabins, Rob, you'll have a very place, very nice place to hang out. Some of them sit up on a little knoll and look out over into the tree line, so they're pretty nice. But as far as a place like that to hang out, no, I don't guess so. Like you're talking about Chokoloski. So, does that answer your question?
Sure.
And
everybody will just gravitate around, I guess.
I believe, Mark, in all fairness, every single cabinet was booked by boondoggle people.
Yeah, I think there was like one or two available still the other day. But,
well,
yeah,
I just check a note on their door. They're just going to have to adjust.
The boondoggle is taking over First Landing State Park. Don't worry, leave. Yeah, the Rangers aren't that bad there. It's a very nice park. Very nice facility and all. So I think you guys will enjoy it. So anyway, what other questions do we got? Anybody in the chat room have questions that are coming up for both the TKA event and the boondoggle? I mean, you're only a week apart, so if there's anything going on there that you would like to know about, these guys were asking them up in Chuck's show last night about tackle and all kind of questions we kind of answered. Tried to answer as much of them as we can. No, we don't need Joe calling in.
Oh, and apparently he's been hitting a turkey, too.
Hitting a turkey.
I need to know all of your secrets. About Flounder.
Great friend.
I have a lot of them. I have a couple spots that I did not put up on the boondoggle map just for you. I kept them out, Chuck, just for you.
Who know the secret to Virginia Beach flounder.
Well, Chuck was saying that, but you
cut him off? Well, there's only one thing you need to know, Chuck. Chartreuse colored, and it doesn't matter what size, chartreuse colored gulp. It's like flounder crack. Can't go wrong. If you can't catch a flounder here in Virginia Beach on a chartreuse colored gulp, you're doing something wrong.
Right on. She mentioned crack. That's what I think half the show is on tonight. Crack.
I was going to say, I just cooked up a fair new batch of meth. I guess that's not going to work.
A
you
what?
What'd you say, Chuck? I'm sorry.
I said, yeah, I was going to say, I just cooked up a brand new batch of meth. I guess that's not going to work.
No, you gotta be crack, pure crack. I better not say that anymore.
No, don't say that anymore. But for some reason or another, seriously, if everything else fails and you tried all kinds of other little bottom Ricky in that stinky, nasty can sauce that I bought, which doesn't work despite the fact the guy said it would, the truth colored go. Mark, tell him about the sticky sauce that I bought because that guy was giving a flounder seminar.
Chris is the all-time went and sat in a seminar and the guy sold her the snake oil and she ran and bought it. So she hasn't caught a thing on said snake oil. I don't even know what brand it, what it was. It's just a menhaden oil spray that she sprays on her lures out in the water and I watch the oils come across the water.
Oh,
the overspray.
You can smell
for chumming.
Like a mile away.
Yeah,
speaking of chumming, sir, do you guys do any chumming for your flounders up north?
No.
The great South
no,
Bay at all times.
Especially like a lot of the areas out in the bay and all you'll fish, if you start chumming, you're just going to bring in a bunch of toothy critters that are just going to keep eating you off. So we have a lot of dogfish here. I don't know what you guys call them down there, little sand sharks or dogfish sharks, but if you start chumming, you're just going to attract a bunch of that. But on another note, and it won't happen now because it's past season, but anybody can take note, usually after big cobia tournaments, that's the best time to go flounder fishing, like a day or two after, because of all the chumming they were doing during the cobia weekends. We have a lot of hot spots around here for the cobia during the tournaments, Bluefish Rock, the Salt Ponds area. But anyway, I used to have good luck going out there, like I said, a day or two after the cobia tournament weekends, because the flounder kind of started migrating in, I guess, with all the chumming and all the chunking and everything they were doing for the cobia here. So, no chumming needed. The main thing you got to look for is this slight changes in the bottom, little depressions. I mean, that's the same reason why the PKA tournament's always been a slam, inshore slam, because all three of those species, the trout, the reds, and the flounder are found here, just ambush points. So for little slight changes, doesn't need to be much, 1 to 2 foot drop off structure. Sure, it's similar to a lot of the way you guys fish down there. I mean, you and I didn't do any flounder fishing the day I fished with you, but I don't know if there's any changes in the bottom of that area you and I fished that day with Chip, was there?
Not much. I mean, you have to go another probably 150, 200 yards off the bank to find a little bit of a drop. But typically our flounder fishing is a little bit different than what I'll be experiencing up there, it sounds like. So I'm sure we'll do just fine, brother. We'll get on them.
Oh, yeah. It'll be no problem. You'll have plenty of fun. But, yeah, looking for things like that. So for those who are going to just go try winging it on their own or whatever, looking for changes around structure right on top of the rocks. You and I have talked about this before. You can cannonball jig with strips of cut bait or things like flukes and just kind of vertical jigging right on top of the rocks and stuff around the pylon legs of the bridges where all that rubble and riprap is down below. The flounder lay right on top of that, but you just definitely, when you're doing that, you want to be doing it, you know, more in a vertical jigging manner so you can kind of feel the rocks. I highly recommend if anybody's going to try it, make sure you're using some type of braided line. There's too much stretch and belly in the mono, so all you'll be doing is paying the lead gods their due, just hanging up on the rocks all the time. So,
with that said,
but yeah,
Mark,
then it's drifting around the channels.
With that said, the backwater areas and whatnot, is the bottom in your backwater areas, like I guess inside of Rudy and like in behind that area there. Is it a pretty firm bottom? Is it a lot of rock? I mean, what's that kind of consist of? Is it just scattered or what?
The two different areas. Rudy is not. Rudy is more of a muddy oyster bed kind of bottom, but you probably won't. I don't know how often you'll make it down to Rudy. Lynn Haven, where everybody will be doing most of their fishing, is more sandy, hard bottom, oyster beds and shell bottom. A lot of you and I were talking today again. We don't have the grass flats like in Florida. We have grass islands. So we don't get the root and reds up in the grass. They stay on the outer edges of the islands and grass. And if anybody goes on Google Maps and kind of puts you in the Lynn Haven area, or like I mentioned at the top of the show on yakangler.com, in the forum section, I started adding some maps in there. And I put the Lynn Haven River Basin eastern and western branches on there last night with some highlighted areas of where to target fish. But, yeah, it's pretty much Lynn Haven's just pretty much sandy, hard bottom. Kind of muddy when you get right on the edges of the island, but not really too bad. Yeah, you can get out and wade fish on it all there. Just don't do it at bare feet. A lot of oyster bars. But the oyster bars are something you're looking for. Using those as your channel, as your little ledges and drop-offs around the oyster bars. We have a lot of oysters here, so. Cool. What else? What else you got for me? Trying to make sure everybody gets well informed tonight.
Yeah, they're in rare.
Any other questions?
Rare form.
Yeah, the chat room's just doing its own thing, so. But we're looking forward to having you guys up here. Really, really are. It's going to be pretty exciting. When are you departing? Listen to me. When are you departing Florida, Mr. Redfish Chuck?
We are probably going to be pulling out of Titusville around 10 or 11 at night on Thursday.
Okay.
Which should put us
You'll
up
be
here
about midday. Yeah, midday Friday.
Yeah, about probably around hopefully 1, 2-ish. You know, because I think we can't get into the cabins yet until 3 or 4. I'm going to call tomorrow and see if
4 o'clock. Check-in is at 4 o'clock.
Is that, like, strict 4 o'clock, or is that, like, hey, sweetheart, I'll bring you some flowers and chocolates?
No,
actually,
I'm really sorry to say that's a strict 4 o'clock. It's a state park.
It's 3 o'clock, actually, and it's checkout at 4.
You might want to double-check. That might be for the campsite.
Ah, okay.
Well,
they've got
a
little...
They might let you in.
They got to get that thing ready for, you know, they got to get that place all prettied up for Redfish Chuck, you know, the flowers in there and,
mint on his pillow.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are killing me.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody.
Yak Chum just posted it's 3 p.m. check-in for the campsite and 3 p.m.
No.
check-out.
4 p.m. check-in, 3 p.m. check-out.
That's what I just said. And as a community service reminder, please, 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 that whole entire strip is shore drive. The speed limit on shore drive is 35 miles an hour. I would not recommend going more than 5 over. The cops in that particular stretch are terrible. Terrible.
How long of a drive do we have on shore drive?
It's a mile. A mile and a half, but the odds are pretty good that you're in that short drive between the state park and Crab Creek, you can see anywhere between 2 and 4 cops at any given time.
So if we go 60, then you get there twice as fast.
Oh, you get there twice as fast and probably busted quickly.
Hey, we'll take some Florida money in our little revenue up here in Virginia Beach. Don't worry, honey.
FYI, I will not be bonding you out of jail, Rob.
See, that's two you got tonight, Rob. That's two no bonds. You're going directly to jail. So I was like, nobody.
However, the shenanigans that will take place around the cabins, hopefully those will not draw the attention of the law enforcement community in Virginia Beach, because I am sure come the twilight hours of our first two nights there, it's going to be kind of crazy.
They'll see my bald head and my double beard and my tattoos and go, oh, yeah, he's a criminal. Get it.
Oh, Rob, we can top that. They're used to that. We got Kayak Kevin local.
Yeah, but they're used to him. You know, they're used to him.
Yeah.
They tell him. Oh, yeah, hey. You know.
We're wide open here.
Speaking of, you guys have a couple more days left. We kind of extended the check-in on yakangler.com/boondoggle. We definitely, that's it. If by the end of business on Friday you're not signed up, then you're not going into the food batch. So we got to know who's coming and how many, who you're bringing and who you plan on feeding. So we had some on there that people were saying they were coming, but they forgot to let us know that they're also bringing a spouse or children. So just put in there your head count so we know, because we have to be done by Friday.
Okay, let me clarify this, because I talked to Tracy today. They will close
clearing
down.
Clearing her throat. It's going to be good.
They close down the dining room for us. So essentially, unless you RSVP for the dinner, you're pretty much SOL, or you can only get a kid's plate. Wow. I can't believe you did that.
Now you know how it feels.
Well, aren't we doing the raffle and everything else like that, same place, same night, whatever?
Yes.
So it would behoove all of these people who live in Virginia Beach who say they're coming out to the boondoggle to RSVP so that they can be a part of all of this, correct?
Correct.
Because I've noticed that on yakangler.com that most of the people who have RSVP'd are those of us that are coming from out of state, and there's very few locals that have gotten on there and done it. And I would understand, because if you're going to be local, like, well, what, why do I have to do that, whatever, but...
Maybe they know something we don't.
It is merely a food thing, because it's a fairly small place, and they are closing down their entire business, the dining room section, for this event. So
yeah.
if you're local, if you're coming, let me clarify this. If you're coming from Portsmouth, Williamsburg, Yorktown, Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Chesapeake, Suffolk, Windsor, for all I care, please RSVP and let us know if you're coming to dinner.
All right.
There you go.
Okay. That's pretty much the way it is. There's the law.
Rob, I was fixing to yell at you, and then I realized it's really not you that I was fixing to yell at. It's Mr. Andy Kowski.
Yeah.
Shame on you, Andy.
All right, so there we have it. I think that's pretty much sums it up. Make sure you register on yakangler.com/boondoggle. I think some people are also going over to the Facebook one. We just made that for an event just so everybody knew it was coming. But once you're in Friday, if not, I'm sorry, you're just going to be hanging out. And just
real quick, one more, and then I promise you can talk all you want. Anybody else that has donations, I will probably post on Facebook. There'll be a location for Friday, sometime Friday evening. Well, I'll be in the parking lot for about an hour. So if you have any other donations at that point for the boondoggle, you can meet me in that, probably at Salty Seas parking lot, and drop off your donations. So I can just on Saturday before the event gets started, I have a friend who's going to come and help me set up the raffle table. So, but I'll announce that exactly where I'll be, what time, and it's going to be like an hour window where you can come and meet me and just drop off your donations for the raffles.
Oh, that's cool. That was going to be my other question.
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
No, that was good. That was going to be my other question. Where do I bring my few things I'm bringing up for the raffle or whatever?
It'll be Friday evening. The closer we get to it, it'll probably be somewhere between 7 and 8, I would say. 7 and 8 p.m. at the Salty Seas in a parking lot. You can't overlook my car. The license plate 3LL. So I guess I can go ahead and make that announcement. So anybody else that has donations, for the raffle. That's going for the raffle for the boondoggles that are to benefit Tidewater Howe. I will be in the Salty Seas parking lot Friday the 5th from 7 to 8 p.m.
Well, all right. You know where I won't be.
Yeah, right. FYI, too, Chris, I'm working on getting you a few things for the ladies because I know that was something that we were having issues with, I think, as finding prizes specifically for the ladies, so I'm working on that.
Ladies, and I really would like to have a couple of more things that would be specific to a youth raffle.
Youth. Gotcha. I got
the youth.
I'll try and get some youth stuff and the girl stuff. And I've got that mount. I'm bringing a mount up, too. I don't know if you got word of that, so that'd be cool.
I would like to say we really, really have a lot of cool stuff. We have a 32-inch flat-screen TV. Rob Choi's donating one of his shrubs. I mean, we got Rod and Real combos. There's handmade stuff. We got so much. Yak Attack is on board to donate to us. There is so much, if for nothing else, even if you don't fish, come out and support the raffle, hang out with the good people, have some dinner. It should be, there's a lot.
Yeah, cool. Chuck's got a 40-inch striper mount?
It's going to be a hair over 40 inches. It's a striped bass mount, yeah. Being donated by one of my local buddies here in Port Canaveral, Brown's Taxidermy. And just FYI, if anybody's in the market for fish mounts, I'm sure you have guys up there that do a tremendous job. But Brown's does amazing work. He's been in business for a long time, and he ships worldwide. So when you see the striper, man, I think you'll be impressed that a Florida guy painted this fish up because he does one hell of a job.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Yeah, you told me about it. But very cool. That's awesome. So, yeah, if anybody...
We really, really appreciate it. I really appreciate everybody that's made any kind of effort whatsoever. I know a couple of our local people realize how hard it is to get some of these people to donate anything. So thank you to everybody that's supporting us. Even if I didn't mention you by name, we greatly appreciate it. And in the end run, Tom Vanderheiden, the local Heroes on the Water chapter leader, is going to be very grateful at the end.
Yeah,
Mark?
And don't forget to bring your little fish pole, too. Remember, we're going to have the largest fish on the smallest rod competition with a 50-50 on that. So
$5 to enter that one. That's the only thing other than the dinner that's going to cost you. If you want to be entered in the kitty rod contest, 50-50, it'll be $5 at the ramp. If you want to enter it, you're going to have to cough up that $5 before you go fishing.
We might have to pass a hat around for a get-out-of-jail fund.
And for clarification purposes, one more time on that kitty rod, it has to be the line that was on the rod when you purchase it.
There you go. There you have it.
Very
Mark,
cool.
We got a question for you, fishing related.
All right, yay.
striped bass, man. Some of us are not going to be heading out to the bridge. For those that are not heading out to the bridge, is there any possibility of catching stripers, whether they be small, medium, or large, of any variety?
Yes, there's a couple of good spots inside of Lynn Haven, and I'll be glad to show them to you. Light line, docks, just around some docks inside of Lynn Haven at night. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, we'll catch them inside, too. You don't have to go out to the bridges necessarily to catch them. And actually, the bridge right at the Lesnar, which you'll understand when you get here, is the bridge you'll cross over every time you come to Crab Creek from the campground. That bridge is not really out in the bay at all. It's the entrance to and from the bay to the Lynn Haven River. That bridge will hold stripers very well there. And that's like a 10-minute, not even 10-minute paddle from where you launch to the bridge. So, I mean, you literally cross over the bridge. The foot of the bridge is where we launch from.
and you can paddle around the little hook that's Crab Creek itself, and you'll be at the bridge. So you can almost see your car from the parking lot from where you can have a good shot at catching some striper.
Cool.
Does that answer?
Good answer.
Yeah, and then in the same area where we'll be doing some of your flounder fishing, just a little further north, there's a good couple of docks that usually hold striper at nighttime. Guy, you look for the brightest lights inside Lynn Haven, and that usually works really well. So,
that's like snook fishing down here.
What's that?
It'd be similar to snook fishing or big trout fishing down here than at night on docks.
Yeah, that's what Rob and I were talking about earlier, that it's probably a lot like his snook style of fishing down there at nighttime. So I don't know what it's like in your neck of the woods, but definitely like that.
Can I push a button now?
Push your button now. Get it out of your system. Push something worth pushing. That was some of the most intelligent part of tonight's show right there.
That was for our friend Andy. I believe he just got called out.
Oh. All right, Andy. We'll go save some lives. All right, everyone. Well, we're close to the 9 o'clock. I think we've done enough damage for one evening. We thank everybody for tuning in. Don't forget to check on tomorrow night's show with Mark Wheeler, Thursday. Chip, thanks for adding the buttons, Gibson, and then turn it all around to one of our callers tonight, Redfish Chuck, on Monday night next week, who will probably be packing his car at the same time he's giving his show, I'm sure, getting ready. Sounds like Mr. Rob DeVore's car is probably, oh, he doesn't say, he said he doesn't have a car, so I guess all of his gear is ready and ready to load. Are you really good there?
Yeah, man, I'm ready to go. I'm excited.
He's taking off on the bicycle Monday.
I told him if he gets it on the cart and starts thumbing, he's got two thumbs, he could probably make it here for the TK event, get on 95 and just throw it in the back of a truck or something.
Heck yeah, man. That'd be the ticket.
You got any vacation time left? Just burn it all up.
Come on, guy. You've seen Rob. You think anyone's going to pick him up if he's hitchhiking?
One of those white vans with no windows and candy.
Candy written on the side?
Yeah.
Black painted windows come home.
As long as you make it here in time, whatever happens to you on the way up, we'll keep it a secret.
What happens in the white van?
What happens on 95 stays on 95.
There you go.
No, but
there goes our family rating on kayak fishing radio.
Oh, we got a quick question. Is there a charge for the use of boat ramps in Virginia?
That is an awesome question.
If you're launching at Crab Creek, there is non-motorized boat ramp. It does not cost you anything to launch from there. However, if you're electing...
Whoa, back up.
What?
Yeah, you have to pay at Crab Creek, Chris. $3 a car.
Mark, I was getting ready to say, however, A, you need to pay to park, and B, if you really choose to use the boat ramp, you have to pay for that too.
Well, you have to pay.
It is $3 for parking, and I'm not sure what it costs to use the regular boat ramp. However, it does not cost extra to launch from the non-motorized boat ramp. Right? And I'm not sure, Joe. Joe is saying $3, but the $3 is for Virginia residents. I'm not sure how much it is for non-residents.
It's $4, but they don't check. It's $3. It's basically you have to pay $3. You're paying the park, you're paying the launch, whichever way you want to look at it. Puppy, small dog, but you have to pay $3 to leave your vehicle there. So not each person has to launch, so if you come in with a trailer, you don't have to pay for each kayak, but you have to pay to park. So that's the only one you have to pay at, I believe, HRBT, no pay, where else? No, Rudy, you don't have to pay. So Crab Creek is the only one.
On 64th Street, if anybody's going to the Narrows, you have to pay for parking there, too.
Yeah, that's a big park.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That was a good question. Don't forget your fishing license, all of you out-of-towners. 10-day costs you $10. 10 days for 10-day saltwater license. You can do it online, VirginiaVADGIF.gov, or you can definitely get it once you get here. Obviously, there's Ocean Beach Tackle on Northampton, and in between First Landing State Park and the Crab Creek Launch, there's another tackle shop, Long Bay Point. So for anybody who thinks they may have forgotten something in the morning, you don't have to go out of your way. If you're staying at First Landing, you will pass right by a tackle shop, almost literally pass right by it to get to the launch. Yep. And you can launch at Bubba's, but you do have to pay at Bubba's, but that's a hassle there because you only have one ramp and you got to deal with the boats launching at the same time as the kayaks. So I'd highly recommend if you're fishing Lynn Haven just to launch at Crab Creek. All right.
And for anybody that's going with Kevin and Rob Troy, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, it's just a matter of finding a parking spot.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all we got. It's 9 o'clock. Everybody can commence to their other Tuesday night activities. If there's anything we can do to help you between now and next week before you leave, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us. I know we have one more show to go before the boondoggle, but in case you don't happen to tune in, everybody please be safe traveling here. I want everybody to arrive and have a good time. So nothing's going anywhere, so don't kill yourself to get here. It seems like a lot of people are driving all night just to get here at the crack of dawn to go fishing, but the fish aren't leaving, so don't kill yourself. All right, with that, I already said, make sure you tune in the rest of the week. I think I'm done. So, good night, everyone. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. You guys are what makes all this happen. Appreciate it. Chris, press a button and get us out of here.
Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com. The ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Well,
oh, yeah, thanks, Rob and Chuck. Rob's already gone. Thanks, Rob and Chuck. I'm sorry. And Wayne Bradley for calling in. I didn't say that. Okay. Just want to make sure I thanked everybody. All right.
Do I get to have my last word now?
The last word here or the last word? Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk when I come upstairs. That's a whole other bowl of wax, honey. But I don't think our listeners want to hear that. Can I talk now?
I'm waiting.
Okay. For everybody that's fishing the upcoming TKA tournament, I hope everybody catches a fish. And remember, regardless, whether you do or don't catch a fish, it is a good tournament about camaraderie, and it is all for a great cause, supporting Heroes on the Water and Project Healing Water. So please come on out and fish the TKA tournament, but be safe about it. Don't be crazy. No fish is worth it. Y'all, tight lines.